this week, we're going to be talking about the power of being authentic. And this was a bit of a challenge for me because I don't often talk about authenticity. It's one of those many, many, many things that's implied in all other teachings that you're going to be authentic. But being authentic is a slippery one because it's like believing in yourself. Do you believe in yourself? I think you do. Most of the time you do. Are you authentic? Jumbo, fellow adventurer, I'm Mike Dooley, a writer, speaker, teacher on the nature of reality, specifically helping people understand how to live deliberately and to create consciously. Welcome to my Spiritual Tune-Ups podcast, where in this edition, you're about to hear a mini manifesting workshop. The title says it all. Every single Tuesday morning, I broadcast a live mini manifesting workshop, and I've been doing it for years and years for my thousands and thousands of Infinite Possibility members. With the catalog we have and the archive running very deep, we've decided to start sharing these globally to podcast listeners. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this mini manifesting workshop, one of the features of our Spiritual Tune-Ups podcast. Tally-ho, amigo, your thoughts become things, and you are utterly adored. This is one of the areas, given the primitive times that we now live in, that is rather challenging because we've been taught and told to micromanage our lives. We've been taught and told you better do this and you got to think of that. No one's going to do it for you. And you become desensitized to what it is your heart is really telling you. You start discounting your own intuitions and your own logic, and you start putting the needs or the preferences or the wisdom of others above your own, and you're on that slippery slope of inauthenticity. I want you to think of times in your life when you were truly authentic, you know, and don't tell me you can't find them, okay? I'm going to give you some really simple examples in my life, and you'll be able to draw parallels in your own. And I want you to see, and this will be part of your challenge at the end of this session, how being authentic unleashed your own power, how easy it really was. It was the most natural thing to do, to honor the beat of your own drummer. Although there are countless examples in all of our lives and every day, week, month, and year, some big ones that stick out for me. I can remember after about 6 years of working for Price Waterhouse, a company I revere to this day and respect and honor and had such a formative time with them. Towards the end of those 6 years, the last couple of years, is like, I have to leave. I cannot do this. This is not who I am. And I was doing fine, but it was such a slog. And this is what being inauthentic does to you. It makes life hard. There's resistance everywhere, and you don't even realize it's your own inauthenticity. So I remember getting up the nerve to finally quitting. And not even knowing what would come next. I quit my career that I went to college for without knowing what would come next. And I look back with such gratitude that I did that because it was so powerfully authentic. And was it easy? No way. Oh my God. I stepped into the unknown. I had no job. I had no identity, no umbrella of pride. This is who I am and where I work. But boy, has it served me well. Then 10 years later, it was difficult going in the Tut t-shirt business. And we decided, Andy and I, to liquidate for pennies on the dollar, remain intact, be current on all of our liabilities. No one was ever owed a penny that didn't get paid. But it was so hard to turn our back on a dream that had come true, yet it wasn't serving us anymore. And when I was in that twilight zone afterwards, like when I quit Price Waterhouse, it was like, what the heck am I going to do? Was that the biggest mistake of my life or what? I was lured and tempted by other false motivators, you know, the right thing to do, money, invitation to join another apparel company. But I was like, ick, I don't want to go there anymore. It's like, turn my back on money and a career path to do I don't know what, and I chose I don't know what, leading to the life I have today. And the third area of authenticity for me, oh boy, you know, not that I've had a lot of romantic relationships in my life, but, you know, I've had my share, and, you know, probably on one hand I could count. And I can remember, you know, what do I want to do? Who would be the funnest? You know, the criteria I had in my mind for a life partner was pretty abysmal. I won't go into the hows and the whys, but, you know, stereotypically looking for the dream partner. You know what I'm talking about? Instead of like, who fits me? Who do I want to be with? Not what is right. What is a trophy? What is a hot? What is all those things? And oh my gosh, it was the biggest change or God, what's the word for it? Modality, no. Just changing every parameter of what I viewed would suit me. And it was a person that I never, well, yeah, I probably never would have picked under my own prior operating procedures. And that person is the love of my life, 11 years together now. I won't bore you with how much I appreciate that relationship and how easy it is, because we share, I think, authenticity when it comes to being together. And power on, authenticity totally rocks. Is it easy? No. What I'm going to do now is give you some bullet points of to excite you about the rewards of being authentic. And then I'm going to give you the 7 steps to being authentic. Okay. Sound like a good plan? So I want to entice you. I want to put a carrot on the end of the stick and then unleash you. So the power of being authentic, the ideal, the promise. First, you live without self-doubt. No longer is it like, you know, am I right? It's like, this is the benchmark from which you live your life, your own gut, your own heart, your own logic. So this is the sight vision, the laser beam that guides every decision. And if you're being true to yourself, no more self-doubt. And that also means no more resentment of others because you did what they thought was wise, and they might be a parent or a partner or whoever. You know, that breeds resentment when you muffle that voice within and follow someone else's pattern. Now, that doesn't mean don't seek counsel and don't seek advice. We're having this conversation, right? Giving you some ideas. But number one, you move beyond self-doubt. And you know how you can torture yourself, you know, with self-doubt and self-criticism and self-loathing, in my case, at different times. Number two, you find less resistance to life. Little upsets you. You become more positive. That's a good thing in a world that thoughts become things. But the less resistance thing, you know, when you're feeling resistance to the world, to decisions, to other people, to your work, to anything, to your partner, you are fighting the entirety of the universe. It is what it is. You created this, but you're resisting it. How do you get rid of that resistance? From this point forward, follow my 7 steps soon to follow and be more authentic. And then you won't be in that place where you gave your power away and later resented it. Number three, life gets easier, obviously, because you're not resisting. You are in alignment with truth. You are going with the flow of divine intelligence and life's magic. You are dancing life's dance with a beat and rhythm that works with life instead of, no, I don't like it. I don't like it. It's like, it is what it is. If there's something you don't like, be more authentic, change the picture in your mind, and be free from that thing that you were resisting. So life gets easier. Number four, you automatically become an amazing manifester. You attract good. You attract that which resonates with you. You attract others who are authentic. And then without all the games, you see more clearly.
So you don't have to think of money if you're being authentic. You don't have to think of happiness if you're being authentic. You don't have to think of health if you're being authentic. And these things will be added to you because your authenticity has helped you follow your heart, follow your desires. You become a lightning rod to serendipities. Divine intelligence knows what you want better than you know what you want. You can move into goalless living and things are attracted to you. Okay, authenticity does that, because authenticity would also mean you're moving, you're physically moving. You're not authentically staying at home, avoiding the world. You know, authenticity would mean I want to go there. I want to meet people. I want to stretch beyond my comfort zone. Okay, another perk, you see things more clearly and therefore with greater confidence. So when you get to that fork in the road, being authentic, it's not as vexing as it otherwise might have been. You have vision. Truth has set you free. Being true to yourself. Number six, your life becomes service automatically. You following your heart, you being authentic, you doing what you want to do, you will shine the brightest possible way. You will shine your light brightly on the paths of others without even thinking of it. You're doing what you do and you maximize efficiency. You're always in the right place at the right time. You attract to you other people whose dreams need yours like you need theirs in the most symbiotic way. So suddenly, you are of service. This is what I earlier referred to as selfish service. You know, service ought to be and innately is automatic. You don't have to think about, I should be of service today and give a little bit back today. It's like nothing gets better than that. This is, and that doesn't mean live selflessly. And that doesn't mean, you know, be broke. You will have abundance. You will have confidence. You will have your power restored. And this alone will help other people. And then you are gravitated to situations where you can be of service, maybe for a fee, maybe for free. That'll take care of itself. And lastly, the biggest perk of authenticity is you find your purpose. How many books, titles, lectures, TED Talks are about your purpose, you know, your mission, your dharma. And rightly so, people want to feel plugged in. But they try to plug themselves in with a label or a title, butcher, baker, candlestick maker. What should I be doing with my life? Who should I be preaching to? Who should I be saving? What should I be knitting? Where should I be going? And they turn it into a vocation question. You know, your purpose, your niche, that role that only you can fill and no other human being can fill is not your vocation, is not about a career. You can fill that niche in a number of different vocations, on a number of different paths. So try out different ones and experiment. The niche you can fill that no one else can fill is you being you. No one can be you. No one ever has. No one ever will be. And that's it. And in an ironic twist of fate, you can't not be you. Even when you're trying to please others, that's you trying to please others through confusion and misunderstanding. So in a way, this kind of defeats the whole thing, but I thought it was a funny juxtaposition that I would toss out. You can't not be you. You're already authentic. So this talk is maybe more about an awakened authenticity, okay? A deliberate authenticity, a revered and honoring authenticity of self. That's what this talk is about, because you can't, even in your inauthenticity, you are authentic because you're still being you, but lost and confused. And so you're doing, you know, dancing to somebody else's drummer. Okay. But when, so in any case, this is your purpose, your dharma, you know, for a while, for some of us, it might be to be inauthentic. But to eliminate the question entirely is to recognize you can't not be you. So be you with a glad heart and don't think, I'm here, but I want to be there. And when I'm there, I can live fully. It's like you can live fully here now. Deal with what's on your plate, including getting rid of that confusion, and you're good to go. Okay, so those are the rewards. I'll put them on a PDF. You can download it later on. I'll restate them all. And then now how to get there. Okay, this is the important part. Seven steps. Seven's a magic number. It just seems to work out that way sometimes. Number one, be led by joy. Now, I know what that sounds like, you know, be led by joy. But I've spent 58 years, you know, making my parents happy and my partner happy and getting my kids off to school and out into the world. I don't even know where my joy lies anymore. And I'm telling you, step one is be led by joy. Just follow joy. Well, if it was that damn easy, you would have been doing it a long time ago, right? So here's how you do it. It's your best approximation of joy. You know, I wrote 19 years ago, and the writing was not fun. And I spoke 19 years ago, and the speaking scared me spitless, right? It was not fun. But at a deeper level, I had something to say. I tuned in to intuition and logic. I wanted to create a rocking livelihood that provided for me financially, okay? That was pretty much the main driver. International travel, friends and laughter, yes. But though my priorities were livelihood and abundance, and it felt right and made sense that I would uncover joy if I pushed beyond my comfort zone of speaking in public and putting my thoughts into words, written words, that it would lead to joy. Now, so be led by joy doesn't mean you're supposed to be skipping and dancing through the tulips, you know, after this broadcast. You know, it doesn't mean that the yellow brick road is going to show up. You will do your best, even with self-doubt. I know, it's still going to be there in the beginning, even in uncertainty, to move in the direction that most likely promises you long-term and hopefully some short-term joy. That's what be led by joy means. It doesn't mean be happy now. I mean, try, but you know, that's a tall order. Just like being authentic and believing in yourself are tall tasks. You do what you can. Be led by joy to the best of your ability. Number two, follow your heart and let your heart include, you know, logic. You know, there's a little bit of logic in here. It's not just, you know, random willy-nilly, I have an idea. It's like, be a little grounded, follow your heart. That's obvious, okay? Yeah, that's probably on everyone's list towards authenticity. And here's an important thing. I want you to be the judge. I want you to be judgmental about what paths you take, what doors you knock on, who you hang out with, all in the name of authenticity. And I think being judgmental gets a bad rap, just like the word selfish, okay? It's misunderstood. Okay, I'll spare you the selfish lecture. I think you got that in an earlier mini manifesting workshop. But being judgmental, you gotta be judgmental. How can you be you if you're not judgmental? But judgmental is often confused with the word resistance. You know, I don't like my so-and-so, my cousins, my job, my hair, my this, my that. And then there's this resistance through judgment of like, I'm going to fight it. I'm going to argue. I'm going to be angry. I'm going to resist the flow of the universe. That's terrible. But you've got to be judgmental when you discern who you're going to hang out with, what you'll try next, what talents you're going to develop, who you're going to be with. You've got to be judgmental. Do it with a glad heart. Do it without anger. Do it without resentment and resistance is the word I was looking for. And then you'll better be able to follow your heart intuitively and with a little bit of logic going on. Okay. So number one, be led by joy. Number two, follow your heart, including logic. Be the judge of what's right for you. And people will say, you're being selfish. Okay. Well, this is not the selfish lecture, but this note from the universe came to mind on this topic. Having preferences doesn't mean you're selfish. Whether they're likes or dislikes, you're entitled to them. They just ensure that as the winds of divinity are blown through your heart, the melody is unlike any other. So have them, your preferences. Have them big time, the universe. P.S. Did you like that one or dislike it? Call it out. Judge it. Pick a favorite. with love and honor, okay, to serve you. So that is follow your heart. Also, being the judge of what's right for you, honor your preferences. Honor your preferences. It's not being selfish. Okay, number three, speak your mind. Speak your mind. Well, there are times when I have not done this and I've always regretted it because it builds and festers. I think I'm pretty good at this. How about you? Are you good at this? Put it in the comments on the forum. Are you good at speaking your mind? Of course, it's an art. You don't tell everyone you don't like their hair, okay? There's a place for that. But, you know, when it comes to the important areas of your life, speak up. Speak up. Clarify, defend, choose, make known. Speak your mind. And it's an art. It might require a little practice. Number four, treasure your hardest life lessons. Boy, this is a fast track to authenticity. Too often we look back or we look at our present life and we think, yeah, I rock and it's really good. Except when I was 12 and except I'm in debt today and except so-and-so is not nice and except I don't like the other. It's like these things in your life are not random chance. It's not like, man, you got a nice, the cards you dealt, you know, the cards you dealt. Wow, you got a nice hand. You got a nice hand. Too bad about those bummers. Oh man, doesn't that suck? It's like, no, those things are your steps upward, your leg up to being more amazing than you knew to be before. Yet if you're carrying around your hardest life lessons or the most difficult, uncomfortable, embarrassing, horrible things that happened to you, as if, you know, life is great except I was violated. Now, this could be easily misunderstood, but everything adds to who you are, and there is order, and there is perfection, and there is meaning, and one day it'll be crystal clear. And until that day, you can at least still sense that there was order, and already, no doubt, you can see how what you have been through has served you. So treasure your hardest life lessons. Okay. Then one more, that's one more example of how there's no resistance. You're not like, life is good, but I have to deal with this. Nobody else has to deal with this. It's like you get to deal with that. And that is going to harden your armor and harden your steel. There's another word for that. And make you more than you could have been otherwise. Number five, face your present fears. Okay. Go within, self-audit. Move beyond, face your fears, drill down, what's going on, journal, whatever it takes, find out, you know, why are you reacting this way? Is it necessary? Is it authentic? Maybe you should avoid those situations, or maybe, like for me in public speaking 19 years ago, dive headfirst into it and practice for however many years it would take for you to get beyond all those nerves and jitters. Face your present fears. That's part of revealing your inner magnificence that has not yet been shown. Number six, give thanks that your life is now exactly as it is for some of these reasons already stated. If you can be in a place of gratitude right now, you stop the resistance. You're automatically ceasing to resist. You're grateful for all, good, bad, and ugly. Suddenly, with gratitude, there's this sense of, I have received. I have received so much. Of course, focus on all the wonderful things in your life as well. I have received so much. I have learned so much. I have been through so much that I am so grateful for. This puts you in a place of receivership based on your authenticity, and all that's good in your life will be multiplied, and all that would make you happier, not even spoken about in your life, will be added unto you. Move into gratitude for life exactly as it is. You know, I love to ask, you know, people in audiences, you know, if you could wish for anything, what would you wish for? You know, what's the ultimate, you know, if you understood the nature of reality, what would you wish for? And there's only one answer. You'd wish for things to be exactly as they now are, because it doesn't get any better than you being a divine, eternal, natural-born gladiator of love and joy manifester. Your thoughts become things. It doesn't get better. If you had a genie that would grant 4 trillion wishes, It wouldn't be as good as you being you and your thoughts becoming things. Yeah, it's not easy. That's the fun of it, okay? It gets easy, okay? And this is a tangent lesson. Too often, I used to think, you know, life is kind of, you know, wow, a lot of lessons, you know? And you learn one, then another shows up. You learn one, and it's like, man, what a loop to be on. You know, it's like lesson after lesson after lesson. What's the next lesson? It's like, that's not really how it goes. That's not what's happened for me in the last 19 years. There's an upward spiral. It does get easier unless you think it's supposed to be difficult. So you have that to look forward to. Say, oh, another invitation for being awesome. Another invitation, aka problem. I can deal with this. I will master it. And it makes mastering the next one easier. And suddenly, you're loving your life. Number seven. Seven steps to unleashing your authentic self. Number seven, get out more. Act. Dance life's dance. Be present. Okay, your inner playful being wants to be out and meet and greet and test and try and struggle and free itself. Can't do that if you're at home gardening. There's a place for that. But get out more. We can all stand to get out more. All right, here's your challenge. 25 minutes. Here's your challenge. Reflect on times when you've been authentic. Just like I did at the outset of this, I want you to fortify yourself and realize you can do this. Not like, I don't know if I've ever been authentic. I don't even know who I am anymore. I don't know what I like anymore. It's like you do. You've been authentic. You maybe have had other people kind of muscle in on your life, but you've been authentic. When were you outspoken? When did you decide based on your heart and realize you can do this and see the difference it made for you? Number one. Number two, from this point forward, look for those opportunities to be authentic. Look for those opportunities to speak up. Look for those opportunities to face your fears. This is authenticity. This unleashes the power. Number three, in thought or meditation or while journaling, I want you to give thanks that your life is now exactly as it is. Okay? That was step six. I want you in deep thought, driving down the road, going for a walk, falling asleep, meditating like sitting lotus style, and or journaling, whatever works for you. I want you to think of your nuanced life, the lows and the highs, and find space for gratitude in all of that.